Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Peter West Show. It's Saturday night. Just like to let you know, some of these things they're going to be talking about is basically adult situations. So if you have any children under 18, politely put them to bed at this time. We're going to talk this week about wrestling, music, and any other things that you'd like to talk about. What's the latest thing? This past week, they talked about the warrior that passed away. In his last, was inducted to the Hall of Fame, and he went back to Arizona and had a heart attack. Now they're waiting on to see what he actually died from. A lot of people speculate it's steroids, but that's not always the situation. The other different situations, there's a new ladies champ in WWE. I believe her name is Paige. And also a new champion, Daniel Bryan, that won his championship at WrestleMania. And then there's the excitement with the Shield. They're fighting the establishment. Anybody has any would like to talk about that at all? You just call in. The number here is 646-915-9644. Still waiting for your input of any way. Anyways, in the sports world, talk about the Brewers. Brewers are on a hot streak once again. They beat Pittsburgh last night, and looks like they're in the groove. We just missed out by three games to have free hamburgers at George Webb. Kind of disappointed about that. Tonight, we're going to have lots of guests tonight calling in. We got Mr. Albert P. Patterson from World Wrestling Association, owner, former world champion, retired undefeated, by the way. We also got a young lady out in Arizona. Her name is Stacey Stoddard. She is Arizona's number one sexiest attraction. Can we use that on the show here?
Yeah.
AJ? Okay. We don't want to get a little too wild there. She's going to be calling in from Florida. Dr. X said he's going to stop by, chit-chat. Wrestle in the AWA. Wrestle against guys like Crusher, the Bruiser, Nick Bockwinkel. Should be exciting. He's old school, definitely. Maybe Mr. Pinky Lee, Mr. Lee Render from Denver, Colorado, is going to be stopping by, giving his thoughts on different things. Maybe we'll touch a little bit about the Bucks. They're going to have either first, second, or third round pick this year. So, and they have different issues also, like Mr. Sanders. Is that his name? Larry Sanders, yeah. The man who thinks he plays for the Denver Nuggets. Tells the league that, yeah, I like to have a smoke every once in a while. No, you don't tell him that. That ended his season right there, you know. For goodness sakes, you do that off-season, not during the season. Or else get traded to Denver Nuggets, I believe. And then, who else we got to go? Oh, we got a young lady. She's into different music, alternative style music. She's going to be calling in. She just did a little tour down Chicago and did a little bit of Indiana, Gary, Indiana. She had two different concerts down there with her friends. She said she'd stop by. The ladies from New York City said they're thinking of me calling by us. Yeah, girls from New York City. They're tall. Oh, some things are small, but they said they're going to call us up, those girls from New York City. So now, does anybody want to call in? Once again, the number is 646-915-9644. As I said, this is, we're going to have some of the adult content here. don't want the kids to listen. Put them to bed, like I said once again. We don't want the good sponsors to get upset over there. Like I said, my friend, good friend AJ is going to stop by, do a little chit chat. Hey, how about the teacup lady? Is she going to stop by and have a little chit chat? I like that beautiful woman. Her name is Hazel, you know. Just don't call her Hazelnut. I made a mistake when I first called her Hazelnut. She said, what the hell are you calling me Hazelnut for? I said, well, your name is Hazel and you're a woman. So, like I said, I'm not going to use that phrase at all. I 100%. She's a very nice English lady. Yeah, I met her son today, Mr. Roberts. He's a nice gentleman. Yeah, he's just, you know, like they say, different strange kids. They're wondering why he's the only one that has a perfect English in school. That's because Mom and him are from England. And let's see, what do we got? Basketball. We got Admirals. Anybody like hockey out there? Admirals are in the playoffs this year. They're hot. I mean, they're so hot they can cut butter with a knife. That's how hot they are. And we're going to be talking about different local shows. I'm a promoter. I'm a Midwest promoter for World Wrestling Association Superstars of Wrestling. Work for Mr. L. Patterson. Been doing this thing for about 41 years. Also, I work different private IPW shows. I'm part owner of Legacy. We got a show coming up May 18th at Eagles Club, Waukesha, Wisconsin. And this time around, we're going to bring the ladies in. Oh, you're going to be excited about that. Ladies show that time. Doors open at 2 o'clock. Bell time, 3 o'clock, so don't forget to stop by. Let's see, we got other IPW shows coming up. SDW is going to be running some shows up in West Bend. And then I noticed there's a little thing coming up in June, I believe June 2nd. Something about a crown. Crown of jewels. We've got to find out about that. I mean, speaking of crown of jewels, this weekend, don't forget it's a... Easter weekend, Easter Sunday tomorrow, God bless us all. Now that was a different kind of crown, that was a crown of thorns, you know. That's what the good Lord, he went and he sacrificed himself for us. Thank the good Lord there. But like I said, once in a while, a little bit there, AJ is going to come by and talk about that crown and those jewels that he's going to be offering. Oh, I better be quiet there. Also, June 28th, we're going to talk to Mr. Patterson about this. Summer Sizzle comes to Kicker's Corral in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Outdoor show. They won the bid. It was between them, Boyd, Wisconsin, and Racine, Wisconsin, and Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Daryl, the owner, stepped up. He said, we want to do it. So June 28th, put that on your calendar. Summer Sizzle. Oh, I know, there's one more person, lovely little lady. Miss Bonette Carey said she might be stopping by. Rural Wrestling Association. And she'll probably have something to say because Stace the Starter, Arizona's number one sexiest attraction, is rated fifth. And because a few people get knocked up and knocked off, knocked up in the division there, in the ladies' division, she's up to number three. So hopefully she'll be up to number one by WrestleMayhem. We're going to ask Mr. Patterson when WrestleMayhem is going to happen, which city. So we're all excited about that. Once again, tomorrow's Easter. Happy Easter. And wish you all are having a safe one. Don't eat too many eggs. So, okay. Talk about shows at Eagles Club once again about legacies. Legacy started slow for the first show. Second show, we had a sellout. Packed the place up there. We had the Ken Dillinger. He's a champion. He defended his title. We had a battle royal for Legacy's World Championship. And this big old dude just came in the ring. Oh, my God. Picked that belt up. walked out. He walked right up to me, and I said, "Hey, I'm not going to mess with you, but we're going to bring you back May 18th. We're going to straighten that mess out." Also on the 18th, we're going to have the Ross family. Yeah, Mr. I think his name is Diana Ross, maybe. Well, he's bringing his Supremes. That's what I believe that's what he called. Well, it's actually the Ross family, but I call them the Supremes. They're all singing and dancing every time they go out there. He has like three sets of tag team champs and whatsoever. And then we got Angel Amati. He's one dude. He's a manager wrestler type dude. He comes in there, he thinks he owns the place. But let me tell you, Amati, one guy who's looking at you is Kato. Kato is still looking, okay? There's a little rumor that somebody took him out so you didn't have to appear and wrestle him at the last show. But let me tell you, when Kato gets done with you, you can go back washing cars at the old man's car dealership. That's where you're going to go. That's where you belong, mister. Also, like I said, once again, the ladies are coming. That's going to be a surprise. Everybody says to me, why don't you advertise with names and who's going to be there and everything? For one thing, we don't want to confuse you. We don't want to say, well, that's the same show from up north, or that's the same show from South Milwaukee, or that's the same show from Milwaukee, or that's the same show from, where the heck is the State Fair anyways? Where's that? West Dallas, thank you. Anyways, this show down there, I've seen that show a couple of times. That's a good show. What is it called? Sun City or whatever. Has something to do with beer or whatever. Oh, Beer City Wrestling? Oh, Brew City Wrestling. Okay, Brew City Wrestling. That's, I believe, Frankie DeFonco runs that place. I like old Frankie DeFonco. He's all right. Puts a heck of a show on there. Matter of fact, a couple months ago, he had his final show where he wrestled. He had one more to come out to prove the cage match. He had tons of people. He had a Snake Man down there. And the Mouth of the West, he was in there. He got some people took care of him. Maybe he'll give a little call. So Mr. Mouth, I did tell you that my daughter's flying in on the 16th. If you want to meet her at airport, bring a couple guys along. She's got a lot of luggage, and she'd appreciate that. And what else we got going here? Yeah, maybe we'll take a little break here.
Something special. Unforgettable. 50 cents. Just dance. Simple plan. God damn. She want it. I want to give it to her. She know that it's right here for her. I wanna see her break it down. Yeah. I'm ballin'. Throwing money around.
She a working girl, she working pose, she break it down, she pick it low, she fine as hell, she bout to dope, she doing a thing out on the floor. Her money, she make it, look at the way she shake it, make you want to touch it, make you want to taste it. How you lustin' for it, going crazy, face it now, don't stop, get it. The way she shake it, make you want to hit it. Then she double jointed from the way she split it, got your head fucked up from the way she did it. She's so much more than you used to. She knows just how to move to seduce you. She gon' do the right thing and touch the right spots and dance on your lap till you ready to pop. She always ready when you want it, she want it like a nympho, the info. I show you where to meet her from the late night to daylight, the club jumping. If you want a good time, she gon' give you what you want and what you want.
Baby, it's a new age, you're like my new craze. Let's kiss together, maybe we can start a new phase. This most have a club all in, my life don't be devastated. Why don't you come over here, you got me saying, hey, oh, I'm kinda using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me, hey, oh, I'm kinda using technology. I need you right in front of me. She wants it, she wants it, she wants it.
Gotta that thing she got. The way she make it tick, the way she make it pop. I make it rain for her, so she don't stop. I ain't got to move, I can sit and watch. In a fantasy, it's plain to see just how it be, her and me. Backstroking, sweat soaking, no length in my set sheet. Bitch ready to ride, I'm ready to roll. I'll be in this bitch till the club close. Watching her do what thing on all fours. Now that that this shit begins to low. From side to side, let the ride. Break it down,
down, down.
You know what I like when you hype and you throw it all around. Different style, different groove. Damn, I like the way you move. Girl, you got me thinking about all the things I do to you. Let's get it poppin', shawty. We get switched positions. From the couch to the counters in my kitchen.
Baby, it's a new age. You like my new craze. Let's get together, maybe we can start a new phase. The smoke's got a glove on hazy. Spotlight don't be justice, baby. Why don't you come over here? You got me saying, hey, I'm kind of using technology. Why don't you sit down on top of me? Hey, I'm kind of using technology. I need you right in front of me. She wants it. She wants it. She wants it. Gotta give it to her. She wants it. She wants it. She wants it. Gotta give it to her.
Your hips, your thighs, it got me hypnotized. Let me tell you, your hips, your thighs.
September's
Lucha wrestlers. You're going to be also down at Turner Hall in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What's out? Madison, Wisconsin, Todd, for music. Out there, Raw is going to be out in Madison, Wisconsin this summer. I believe that's in June, I believe it is. They're coming back. So, but also, just like to mention, this is Saturday night. It's 7:28, about an hour and a half from now, 2 hours, 10 o'clock tonight. Good friend of mine, David Hero, and what's the other gentleman's name? Damian Nelson. Oh, yeah. They're going to be having talk about wrestling on Channel 24. Yeah, tune in to them. They have a very good show. They talk about WWE. They talk about TNA. They talk about Ring of Honor. David, I mean, he's just fantastic. And then Nelson, he has they are a team and a half. They kind of remind me of Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan of the old WWF days. That's who they remind me of, those gentlemen. They put a heck of a show. I can't say nothing wrong about them. David Hero, he's on a contest with Snow. What's his name?
Al Snow.
To see who has the greatest looking body. I mean, hey, I would come out of I would come out of retirement and start working out, you know, and show him what a real body. You know, my wrestling days, I used to come out with wrestling. I had one of the perfect bodies, 255 pounds of pure solid manhood when I used to wrestle in the old days. I used to be known as Wolfman Pete in the old AWA. First, people I used to work for, a group called a guy named Dickie Carlson out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We used to have, it was just funny. We had lots of fun. DeFalco. He has an excellent show coming up once again. He had, as a matter of fact, didn't he have a show last night, I believe, with the Bruce Cities? He brought the Luchadors in. I heard he once again, as usual, packed them in West Dallas, Wisconsin, at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Knights of Columbus, the pretty lady in our studio today, the young lady from England, she knows all about Knights, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Bobby Knight, Johnny Knight. They were known as the Knight Brothers, weren't they, the hit singers?
I have no.
Yeah. I thought they backed up a group called Johnny and the Old Fellows.
I'll say you were
correct. Oh, thank you very much, Mom.
See, that's a little bit before my time.
Yes, it is. But we're all having a little excitement tonight, being the first show. We're celebrating, having a little feast. Chowing down on a little chicken, little burgers. You know, little refreshments. We won't mention about refreshments. This is radio, so you don't talk about those refreshments or drinking on here. Once again, we got a show in Eagles Club, May 18th, Waukesha, Wisconsin. It's a legacy group will be out there. Hey, we do have a caller. Let's see who this person is. And who do we have today, caller?
This is Lois Nightshade.
Hello there, young lady. Speak up.
Yes, hi. This is Lois Nightshade. I am... Huh? Hello?
Cat at her tongue.
Hello?
I just put her on mute.
Am I
okay.
On?
We'll get back to you, young lady. So, anyways, once again, like you said, Legacy Group will be out in Waukesha, Wisconsin, the Eagles Club. And May 18th, stop by the show there. It's a Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock the doors open, 3 o'clock bell time. Once again, the ladies will be going at it. Kind of, matter of fact, I was watching Wizard of Oz today. It's going to be one of those stories where two ladies go after a pair of shoes. This case I see is going to be a case of whoever wins that battle will get a chance to go for the ladies' division championship. Also, a young lady that's supposed to be stopping by on the radio tonight, Stacey Satter, she's going to stop by. She might fly in on the 18th there. God help us and my family if she shows in, flies in on the 16th. Last time she flew in, it cost Dad about $200 that weekend. She eats like a little horse, and she likes to party. She partied from Milwaukee all up to the Dells and the Dells back. And she says, oh, Dad, I have to go on a little shopping trip. She ended up in Minnesota. She's on a plane so many times, we called her Jet. So, anyways, like I said, she might stop by. Let's see if this caller's here yet. Try her once again. Caller, you're
Hello?
Live. Who is this?
Oh, hey. Do you guys hear me?
Hello there.
Hello?
No, she doesn't say anything.
I'm
kind of like that
monster
cat cat's tongue, you know?
Hello?
So, anyways, maybe we'll go and
Hello?
Talk to you again. How's that sound? And then we'll get back to you.
Hello?
Jake.
Hello?
Wake up. You're in a music video. It's like you're awake, but nobody can see you. Mostly because they're still asleep. You almost feel guilty because you could totally go pick up coffee for everyone, but you're not going to. And you know it doesn't matter, because with or without this pretentious monologue, you can if you want to. Even if you don't, you can do anything. I can do anything.
Take your back. Hey, we're back. How do you like that music? Wow, exciting. I asked him, AJ, he stopped over. I says, hey, what kind of music do you like? He goes, I like all kinds of music. I says, hey, what kind of soft drinks do you like? He says, well, did you ever try sex on a beach? I says, I that doesn't even happen in my house, and it sure as heck ain't going to happen on the beach either. So, but anyways, that little lady said she's going to call us back, the rock and roll queen. She's, I believe she's a Wicca. That's kind of a nice little thing that for maybe she'll do a little talking about that. What else is coming up here? Hey, Summerfest is coming up. That's exciting. And out of Alpine Valley, Jimmy Buffett's coming. Yeah. I used to like Jimmy Buffett until he had that song Margaritaville. Like he says, hey, I thought it was a woman, but it's actually my own fault. I mean, we never have met that, do we, AJ? Never have met that stuff. So, but anyways, he's going to come in there. Summerfest. Hard hitting. It's going to be, I love Summerfest. Matter of fact, Mr. AJ had a show down there last year at Summerfest. Drove the people wild. How did that one fan, when he called up the other day, he says, AJ, he says, I want to go see your show once again down at Summerfest. He says, it was kind of like in that garage at St. Valentine's Day. He says, we were all just blown away by your show. No, seriously, it's an entertainment family show. Once again, he's going to have a show up June 2nd. I believe it's an anniversary show, once again. He's going to announce what the show is all about. Is that when he's going to announce the show? Yeah. Oh, I apologize. I thought it was June 2nd. Oh, my goodness. We got a caller here. Let's see who this is. Caller, who are you?
Hello
there. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Am I finally on the air now?
Yeah, you're finally on the air. Hey, it's
I tried calling earlier and it wasn't working.
No? Well, yeah, of course you're on the air. Is the Pope Catholic to the bear, in the woods or what?
Well,
hey, who am I talking to
tonight? You are talking to Lady Lilith Nightshade.
Nightshade? Oh, that's, you sound like a shady person, young lady. What are you into?
Well, I was calling to tell you guys that I have my band out in Chicago. It's called Tectonic.
Tatari?
And you guys are in the Tectonic.
Tectonic. Okay, I thought you said Tatari.
Yes.
Tectonic.
And if you guys are into techno or anything, we do breakcore, hardcore, speedcore, anything like that. And I was just wanting to tell everyone that if you guys want, we have shows coming up soon. You guys should come see us.
Oh, okay. Hey, you're that little dark-haired girl that met in Milwaukee. Is that who you are?
No, I'm from Waukesha.
You're from Waukesha. Okay.
Yeah.
I had to pick up my daughter down at the down in Milwaukee there at the terminal. Because she was talking to you, I believe.
Yeah.
Are you the girl with the long black hair?
I remember that.
Oh, okay. You are the same young lady. So,
yes, I am. You're the one who picked me up from the train station coming back from my gig.
Okay, that's what my daughter asked me to pick up with you. Okay, now I know. Now I remember who you are, young lady. Yeah, she's the one who won a little limo service last Sunday. So, AJ, my good friend there, AJ, knows all about limos.
All right.
Hey, happy Easter, you young lady. But you're
you're
a Wiccan, though, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a Wicca.
You're a Wicca, right? So,
yeah.
So what do you do for Easter? Burn candles or cats or what's the story for Wicca?
No, I do not burn cats. That is just animal abuse. I hate animal abuse.
I'm proud of you.
And, Easter is actually formally known as the pagan holiday Isidore.
Okay. So that's actually a pagan holiday.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you still celebrate Easter at all, or don't you?
Well, when I was young, I would go out to my family, and we would have Easter egg hunts and ham. But nowadays, I'm actually just sitting around at my house, playing my music, reading, working on my aria.
Okay, I've seen on a website you send some pictures in of you. What do you do? A little sideshow with that?
Yes, I'm actually trying to bring the sideshow era back. It's a long past dead era that I've always loved ever since I was a little girl. I'm trying to bring it back.
Okay, and then I know you. I read somewhere that you like the jiggle. What do they call it? Gigolos, is that what they call the wrestlers, the clown wrestlers? The what?
Juggalos?
Juggalos, that's it. Your friends are juggalos.
Yes, that's called JCW.
JCW, okay.
Yes.
That's my good friend Mo Foley. And he's out of Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a little sunbathing down in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, don't you?
I'm trying to get a gig out there. My friend Shonda, who's also a wrestling promoter, she wants me to get some fire play up and going.
Oh, Shonda. I know Shonda. She's one hot young lady. I mean, I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry for her. I mean, she is hot.
What do you feel sorry for?
I mean, because first time I seen her at a outdoor show in the middle of summer. I says, my God. It's so hot here. You look like you're wearing a coat, an Alaskan coat. I said, that's how hot she looked.
Oh, wow.
So, why don't you tell a little bit about yourself, young lady, also.
Okay, well, as you guys already know, I am a part of Tectonic, which is also formerly known as Vagcore Chicago.
Okay.
And I'm also, my real name is Leah Miller.
Okay.
I live out in Waukesha, Wisconsin. I am 26. I am currently unemployed at the moment, but I am still working hard to get a job so I can get financially stable, because we have a tour out in Europe next March.
All right, Europe. I love Europe. Young lady,
for Masters of Hardcore.
Yeah. One of my bosses there sitting here from now, she's from London. Not what part of England that's from? From the channel, you said? A little town called Brosters?
Oh,
Brosters.
Cool.
Brosters. You know where Brosters is, right? That's a town where it's a bunch of girls live there, and they put all their bras on the stairs. So that's why it's called Brosters.
Right.
Oh, Brosters. No, I'm not even going to go there. No, I'm not. No. I don't talk about broad women at all. I mean, I said one time, I said to my friend, good friend of mine, Macho Camacho, I said, hey, your wife's quite the hacienda. And he slapped me, and his wife slapped me. And he says, why do you mean that hacienda? I says, why do you insult my wife? You say she's quite the hacienda. I said, well, what does hacienda mean? He says, well, hacienda, that's a large house, you know. He says, does my wife look like she's a hot, big as a house, he says? No, I watch what I say, believe me. Hey, Leah, I got a question for you.
Okay, yeah.
English. Yeah. Hey, why did the Englishman become a professional wrestler?
Why?
He heard it's a bloody good sport.
Well, I bet he did.
Hey, she must be part English.
I bet it was a bloody good sport.
So.
Sorry.
And should we let the people in on our little secret who you are also? That you might become in World Wrestling Association, maybe Legacy's way, as a valet / lady manager?
Well, if they must know, yes, they can know who I am.
Okay, I'll let you know. Ladies and gentlemen, the lady who we're talking to right now, okay, the lady who told me she wants to come to WWE Legacy, or maybe down JC's world, she is Miss Robin Graves. She is not coming.
Everyone.
Yes, Robin. Robin, Miss Robin Graves, that's who she's going to be known as. When she comes to your town, she's not there for championships. She's there for your soul. You can see the birdies! Yeah!
I can always use more souls.
Oh, yeah.
I'm quite delicious.
For those souls. Yeah. But her, by the way, her trademark is, so you know, AJ, okay? If you're running your, when you run your anniversary show, right?
Mm-hmm.
You watch out, because if a black rose shows up at your doorstep, you know she's gonna be coming. She's gonna be looking for your soul, brother. AJ don't like that idea. He's a soul man. He's a he looks at me like, you take my soul away from me, I won't be able to play basketball anymore. You'll be like me.
That's okay. If you behave, I will not take your soul.
Oh, well, she said she won't take your soul, Anna. You're all right, you know. He don't wanna end up like Brother Pete, the blue eyed soul man, you know, white man. We're not talking about that kind of junk. Little Sarah. She likes basketball, too.
But this oh, wow.
It's a trip and a half, you know. Hey, are you going to stop and surprise me on the 18th in May at the Eagles Club?
It's going to be at the Eagles. Is it going to be at the Eagles Ballroom or
Waukesha's Eagle Ballroom? That's the place to be. Don't be square.
At the Rave?
No, not the Rave. Oh my God!
Because that's what the Rave is called, the Eagles Ballroom.
Well, that's Milwaukee, Wisconsin. This is Waukesha, Wisconsin. We don't have rain.
Oh, you guys want me to come out to the one out here. Okay.
Yeah, the one out here, dear. Yeah, that kind of right.
Okay.
And then June 28th, that's, hey, you might like that one. What do you call it? You can help light up the fans out there June 28th at Summer Sizzle, you know.
Okay, I can definitely do my play there.
Hey, maybe you can help the crowd out, you know. Maybe you could put a spell on the crowd, maybe fry up some lizards and snakes and spiders and whatever you all do there.
Dude, now you're just making me hungry.
Oh, I'm making you hungry. Hey, we're having possum pie over here. We're enjoying our roadkill. I said we're having possum pie here. Roadkill.
Dude, that sounds awesome.
What do you mean? That sounds awesome?
That sounds very exquisite.
By the way, does your band have any records out, or is that what you call them, or discs, or CDs?
We're on Mixcloud. I can send you guys some of our sets.
Oh, that sounds great.
If you guys like to listen to our music.
Okay. It's called Mixcloud. Is that the name of the record label you said?
It's actually a website. We don't really have records out yet at the moment.
Okay,
it's still very financially unstable. We need the money in order to do records.
Hey, you think you're financially unstable, young lady? Talking to you, to people listening to you, you're more unstable than your finances.
Well, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, you're not gonna lie?
I'm quite insane.
Hey, it wasn't so bad. Listen, Leah, it wasn't so bad. The doctor dropped you on the floor, but when he stepped you on you after that, now that's where that happened.
That's why my brain decided to up and move out and send you on your own.
So when are you going out on tour now? Do you have a summer tour or what?
Well, we're trying to get shows out here.
Okay.
if it's all right with you guys, is it all right if we can play a show sometime for you guys?
Maybe I'll talk to Daryl. Maybe at Summer Sizzle,
okay.
Maybe you can make a debut in Waukesha, Wisconsin, one of the hottest towns. It's so hot, it's going to be like a volcano. It's going to erupt this summer. Good. Hey, I'm going to let you go. Maybe we'll play a little music. Stop on dial.
Right.
Down your time, young lady. Love to have you once again. How's that sound?
Okay, thank you. Thank you for having me on the air, and blessed be.
Blessed be. Blessed you, young lady. Okay?
Yeah. All right. You guys have a good Easter.
Thank you. God bless you, young lady. That was Leah.
And the God just bless you.
Yes. Thank you very much. God bless you, hon.
All right. And the goddess bless you as well.
Yes.
Okay. You guys have a good night.
Here we go for a little rock and roll.
I'm gonna make up for what I've done, 'cause I was all up in a fix. had my heart, at least for the most part. Cause everybody's gotta die sometime. We fell apart, so let's make a new start. Cause everybody's gotta die sometime, yeah, yeah. My baby,
hey, we're live once again. Sorry about that. Hey, how about that? How about those tunes? They're sweet sounds. Mmm, I love it. Kind of reminds me of Dr. Bop from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He was my idol. I just love the man. And O.C. White. Remember O.C. White? Were you old enough to remember O.C. White? AJ, you remember O.C. White at all? O.C. White. From, him and Dr. Bob used to be on WWA, from Whitefish Bay to Cudahy, it's WWA. And then O.C. White used to be on there. He had the mellow voice to say, "This is O.C. White. We're all going to go eat at Perkins tonight, Mr. Perkins' house, the original. Well, don't you serve some little soul food today. And Mr. Perkins, she's going to be there. She's going to serve you up right. Y'all come in there. They're open 24 hours a day on Atkinson and Capitol Court. Oh, I love the voice of Mr. O.C. White. He was one of the finest. He's the man who made me a blue-eyed soul brother. Oh, I used to love Rhythm Blues. All the Motown favorites. I mean, where'd they go? I'm talking about the Jacksons. I'm talking about the Isley Brothers. Do you have any favorites out there? He likes a little rhythm and blues. Like a little bit of B.B. King. Love that. Oh. You, AJ, do you cook this food? I'm kind of choking on it right now. No, we're not going to let AJ cook at all, you know. Mama says that you don't want that. I'll tell you one thing, you know. AJ, you know, you come by his house, you know, and you know what's going on, you know. Come over there and you see the queen in front of the throne. I say, hey, is she pregnant? She has morning sickness. And she hollers out there, no, AJ cooked again. He'll give anybody morning sickness. That's where they got the expression, burnt toast and coffee time with AJ. Oh, no, he's good. He's just, my daughter asked if he'd make some ribs for him when he comes over here. No, I don't think so. I'll make the ribs because you're not going to take no rib away from that man. He loves ribs. You like, what kind you like? Southern ribs?
I have preference.
No preference? Oh, he likes all kinds of ribs. I like the short ribs. I like the baby backs. I like the ones that are cooked with, I can't think what that's called. Okay, I think when it's Johnny Walker's. Do you ever have a sauce made out of that on ribs? That is good. I mean, it's like Capone. It'll kill you. But we're waiting on a young lady calling in from Arizona. Arizona's sexiest attraction. She's supposed to be calling in. She's a valet. She's ranked number 3rd in the World Wrestling Association Superstars of Wrestling. She's a member of the Jet Sets. She's in and out. She was just out in New York City. She's hanging out with the girls in New York City. So we're waiting on her phone call. Mr. Al Patterson's going to slide by and say hi to us. He's the World Wrestling Association Superstars of Wrestling. He's the original superstar, undefeated. He's the only man that retired, only black world champion that retired undefeated. By the way, gentlemen, maybe you heard of in World Wrestling Entertainment. He just passed away a couple of years ago. A guy called Macho Man Savage. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He is the man at Wrestle Mayhem down at the lakefront at a lakefront show at Afrofest. He put King Kong Patterson, he tore his shoulder, and that was ended his career. But King Kong Patterson hung on and defeated Mr. Randy Savage. Randy Savage, the only man who couldn't beat that world champion. Liked working with Randy Savage. He was right, just a great guy. His father was Angelo Poffo. When I was working for Dickie Carlson, he used to come in and work with us in Kenosha at Carthage College. Many shows there. He was known as Mr. Manhattan. And later on, he was known as the Miser in the ICWIWA area. He was in what they call a renegade league. Back then, Popples were blackballed. It's because when I came into business back then, you had to be part family of some kind. It didn't. You have to be either married in the family, you had to be born of the family, or you had to be kidnapped from somebody to be in your family. That's the only way you were in there. I started out, Tony LaBarber was the man who put me in the business. He was the original Flying Frenchman. He used to wrestle as the Mummy. The Rat Man was one of them he wrestled as. And Tony LaBarber, he passed away a few years ago, but he's the man who taught me. I says, "Hey, Tony." I says, "Tony, what happens if somebody pokes, how do I wrestle a giant?" He says, "Giant?" He says, "Just poke him in the eye." He says, "And it'll be all right." So, anyways, Arizona is calling in. Anyways, she's calling in here right now. She's on the monitor. It says that she's trying to get in here right now. She's setting up. She's almost live with us. It'll be a couple minutes. She's calling from Arizona. Put on your rainbow shades. You remember that song, AJ? Paul Vere and the Raiders. Radars, his name was. Guy came out with the old Raiders hat, and it was a Buccaneer. That's who he was. You know about Buccaneers? Ma'am? You know anything about Buccaneers? Yeah, Pirates. Yeah, little boy, little Johnny goes, and he goes up Halloween. And he says, "Hey, little boy." He says, "What's that on the side of your head?" He says, are those things you listen with?" He says, "No, those are my Buccaneers, mister." That's terrible. T lady don't like my jokes. Yeah, we got about 45 minutes of this show, and I know what she's going to say to AJ. She's going to look at AJ and say, "AJ, you know what they all say back at home when the shepherd sees the wolf coming by, taking care of sheep?" He said, "What happens, hon?" He says, looks at the other shepherd and says, "Hey, let's get the flock out of here." She thinks I'm butchering the English over here. No, it's just the language, lady. I want butcher. She says that the Spanish people out here know better and more English than I do. But we're still waiting on that little lady's phone call. By the way, she's my daughter. She's second generation superstar for World Wrestling Association. Maybe we should just call her. What do you think, AJ? Yeah, we could do that here. Why don't you tell some of the people, can you quick tell some of the people about what's coming up again in IEWA and area, whatever. AJ's going to talk for a couple seconds.
I guess I'm just going to mention about the shows that we got in the upcoming. Of course, tomorrow will be my show. It will be 11 a.m. Central Time. You know what I talk about. Just talk about just anything that's going on in the area and also things that's going on around the world. Also on Mondays, WFSO Aftermath, where we just talk about topics about wrestling and everything that got to do with wrestling. Wednesdays is Hazel's Runs Her Mouth, or Mouth on the Run, wherever you want to call it. But it's really Hazel Runs Her Mouth. And that's every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Central Time. Thursday is the Smart List with Chris Fleming and his new co-host, Rainey. So I apologize if I get that name wrong, but yep. That show will be 10 p.m. Central Time. Friday, you got Tea with Hazel. That'll be 11 a.m. Central Time. And of course you have that show, this show that we're on right now. So what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna play something real quick, and we will be back in a second.
Hey, Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
Shield.
Message after the tone.
Are you there, caller? Hello. Hello there, young lady. Are you there?
You have reached mailbox number 480232933. Please leave your message after the tone.
Okay, I guess she's going to be calling us. We're trying to call her, and I guess she's going to call us. I don't know what happened there. Just strange things do happen. So... Sorry about that. We got disconnected here. I apologize so much. Caller, if you'd like to call back, you can. Number once again is, where the heck is that number? 646-915-9644. That's 646-915-9644. We're live once again. Sorry about that, people. I hate dead air. Don't you hate dead air?
I hate dead air.
I mean, that's why I never want to go up in space. You know, there's a lot of dead air up there on the moon. Andy Kaufman, you know, they made a movie about him. It's called Man in the Moon. Ooh. I remember watching him on TV with Jerry Lauer, the King Lauer. I remember, he slapped the wet out of Jerry's mouth on the I believe it was the Letterman show, was that? Or I believe it was the Letterman show. And Jerry came out there. He said some things, and Letterman says, hey, matter of fact, cable wasn't even out there. And he says, hey, you can't say those things on this show. So God bless Mr. Kaufman. He's gone. Coming up shortly, the original Mr. Dr. X is going to be calling in here from down Florida. He's still around there. We're going to talk about the old AWA days. Maybe we'll talk to Mr. King Kong Patterson, see what he has to say today. And talk once again about different shows coming to this area. Once again, Racine, I believe that's June 1st. That's supposed to be down there. It's Kurt Angle's coming once again. It's what? May 3rd, excuse me, May 3rd. I thought it was June. Okay, June 28th, once again. We got Summer Sizzle. That's going to be produced with WWE Superstars of Wrestling. Madison, Wisconsin. We got Raw show coming out there. That should be exciting. Vinny and the boys. I like to see, I wonder if the Goat Man's going to be out there, Daniel Bryan. Do you think he'll be bringing his title to Wisconsin? I think his cheeseheads, everybody's going to be saying yes, yes, yes. I wish that would work around my house, you know. I never get a yes at my house. It's always no, no, no. So I'm so used to that, I handle the wife a bottle of aspirin. That's the only time she says yes, yes, yes. What's that? No, she's a lovely lady.
Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
Shield.
You have reached mailbox number 480-232-9339. Please leave your message after the tone. Your message is too short. To enter a telephone number where you can be reached, press 1. To leave a voice message, press 7. To enter a telephone number where you can be reached, press 1. To leave a voice message, press 7. To enter a telephone number where you can be reached, press 1.
From the hip, yeah, boy, shoot to kill. Half a breath left on my deathbed.
Where are you calling from? Hello there. It must be, it's Arizona number. You got to speak up. You're live. Yeah.
Wait, have her call you.
She did. Okay. Caller, we're going to go back on music and we'll be right back live again. Sorry about that.
Goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Ducks they quack, and fish go blub, and the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? Suddenly you're standing still. Your fur is red, so beautiful, like an angel in disguise. But if you meet a friendly horse, will you communicate by more? How will you speak to that?
This is Dr. X.
Dr. X. Oh, what a surprise tonight. Is this the original Dr. X from AWA?
That's correct.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
All right, sir. How about you?
Great. And how's your holiday doing, sir?
Great.
And what do you have to say for yourself tonight, sir?
Well, I understand you might have some questions for me on the wrestling aspect of the business.
Yeah, I was wondering, how do you compare the AWA days and the NWA days and the WCW days compared to the modern wrestling they have right now?
Well, back in that day, I started wrestling in 1974, so I've been in the business about 40 years. Back then, wrestling was wrestling. Modern day today, a lot of it is just theatrical work, put on. There's some wrestling involved, but most of it is just performance.
So when WCW closed up, why didn't you go along to Vinnyland? Is it because of theatrical, the change of the business? Is that why you didn't want to work for Vince McMahon? Obviously, he's not like his father.
I was asked, but, you know, to be truthful with you, I'm going to tell you like I told him, you know, I just didn't like him. I didn't like the way he treated his performers at the time, and you know, I'm an old school kind of guy. I've been known as Double X, the Lawman, for the last 20 some years. I've been Dr. X. I'm not a nice guy. I break rules, don't get me wrong, but I'm in the business to make money. Some friends, some not so friends.
Now, you mentioned that you were a Double X. Now, I remember you in the AWA days in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I saw you wrestle as Double X, okay? There's a guy named Pete Psycho. That's a wrestler, manager, promoter type from upper Michigan, okay?
Uh-huh.
He says, that can't be a Dr. X. That can't, okay? I told this guy, I says, before they had computers, okay, when you found a different area, okay, I remember when the Dr. X's were losing their mask. I remember you lost it in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh.
And I believe national newspaper, it said that you escaped with your mask on in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and different other East Coast towns. You're working there as Dr. X on that side of town.
Yes, sir.
Are you, when I talked to you before on air, when I approached you about coming on to our show in the future, thank you for calling. I was expecting you next week, honestly, but thank you for calling tonight. This is my debut show.
That's great. It's nice to have a host as such as yourself. To go into wrestling. Like I say, for the last 20 years, there's been many Dr. X's. You have Dick Byers, Ray Osborne, you know.
Okay. Are you a first generation or second generation? Or
I'd be a
second
generation.
Okay, so you are a second generation. I have a guy that, a promoter, I'm not even going to mention his name, okay? I respect other people, and I know you get a little rough in the ring. I've seen you many times in AWA wrestling, okay? But I don't want to step on anybody's toes. He says to me, my daughter was supposed to be on the show tonight. We've been having a little technical problems tonight. Stacy Starter, you've talked to her a few times, the young lady out in Arizona. You guys had a little coffee every once in a while, talking back and forth, lining shows up and whatever. And this guy says to me, how can she be a second generation superstar? She has to be a Bob Orton Jr. She has to be a Popple, you know, a son. She's a lady. Does that make a difference or what?
I wouldn't think that would make any difference.
I mean, I can see Pete Cycle. His name is Pete Cycle. I mean, what, he's got a first generation cycle, second generation cycle, third generation cycles. I mean, there's a lot of cycles out there. Am I right or wrong? You've been in the business
you're
long correct. Enough.
You're right.
Okay. Have you ever been in a real dangerous situation? When I worked for Al Patterson in the UWA years, there was a little town in Milwaukee. It's called Racine. I don't know if you ever appeared in that town, but we had a manager. He wore a mask like yourself. His name was the Wooner. And we thought it was another wrestler that jumped in and attacked him with a rope. It was actually a woman that that was about she was a little heavy set woman, but we thought it was can't think what his name is, Mysterion's nephew, but it was actually a woman that was choking him. Have you ever experienced anything from the fans like that?
Well, I've been jumped many a times there, hit, kicked. I had one guy come after me with a knife one time, and that's really when I had to pull out my dirty tricks there and broke his arm before police even pulled me off of him. It's one thing in the business there, you know. You're instructed in every country, every city, don't put your hands on the wrestler. You're taking your own chances. Particularly, you know, if the dressing room in the back doesn't know what's going on and a fan jumps in, you can expect the dressing room, and it's a professional courtesy, to be right out there with you. And then those individuals really have a bad night. We're there to perform. We're there to entertain. And, you know, you put your hands on a wrestler, that's a no-no.
Okay. Hey, out of the two venues back in there, actually three venues we had in Milwaukee, we had the old Eagles Club. I don't know if you remember that, on Wisconsin Avenue. And then we had the Milwaukee Auditorium in Milwaukee Arena. Which one, what was your favorite building out of all of them?
Well, I like the Milwaukee Auditorium, but I also like the one in Racine down there on the waterfront. Back in the old days, when I first started getting interested in there with Wilbur Snyder, Brunetti Brothers, Dick the Bruiser, Vern Gagne, that's back then in them days, that's wrestling. That was wrestling.
Okay. Hey, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you a question. Okay. AJ told me here, Mr. Artel Jones, and his beautiful fiance Hazel. hey, why don't you, if you don't like being here, lady, why don't you just take your boat back to England where you came from? Okay. That's Hazel. She's a beautiful young lady.
Is that Hazel?
Yeah,
hi,
Hazel.
Doctor
says hello, Hazel.
Hello,
Hazel. Oh, what are you paying doctor now? Trying to pick up friends? Oh, she says you're a generally nice man, doctor.
Yeah, generally speaking, I am.
Generally
but
speaking.
But once I get in the ring, I'm a different person.
Yeah, once he gets in the ring, he's a different person. Anyways, subject AJ says, better stay away from it. My board's just going to light up. He says, you're going to have some nasty people calling you there. You know? What do you think about the situation of Bonnet? They don't want him to go into the Hall of Fame for WWE.
Okay, who was this again?
Bonnet. How do you say his name? No, Bonnet. Chris Benoit.
Benoit?
Yeah, he killed his wife and his son because of the steroids. And because of that, and now the Ultimate Warrior, your very good friend that passed away this week, they said, oh, he died of steroids. That's what this woman journal's been saying.
Yeah, I followed that Nancy Grace. She's she's some type of lady, all right. Never gets the facts straight that I've followed her newscast.
She's, but I'm, you know, like they said, they don't want him to go into the Hall of Fame because of what he did now, okay? Now, this is touchy. I'm very serious about this, okay? I don't want to insult you or any, I don't want to insult, but a former boss of you, that's what I'm going to say, okay? He made a little mistake in a nursing home. And he, I don't know if you heard about this, he body slammed the gentleman and in a nursing home, and because of this, the injuries, he's subsigned. He's in the WWE Hall of Fame. Should he be thrown out of there because he made a mistake? Has nothing to do with wrestling.
Well, No, like I say, it had nothing to do with wrestling. And, you know, the gentleman's mind was probably sort of like mine sometimes. You know, I've been body slammed and I've been bounced on my head probably one too many times. But, you know, that's just the consequences we take, you know, when we're in that ring.
You know, it's just like they talk about steroids. They say wrestlers on drugs and everything. You know what, Doc? I'm 56 years old, okay? I retired years ago from the ring. One of my first matches, my head ran into a post, steel post, okay? My doctor said that's the reason why I have Parkinson's today. And because of my hand that shakes, I don't do any announcing. I run shows. I hired a new girl named Catherine Delight. She does her announcing now at our shows. I mean, and because I'm in the wrestling business, I get paid or pegged as a person that's on drugs, you know. I met this lovely family here that's in the studio tonight, AJ and his fiancée. Hazel, she saw me, she saw my hand shake, and AJ said when he left, he called me and said, hey, Pete, what's the deal with your hand? You know, he says, my fiance was kind of wondering what the situation was there, and I says, well, I have Parkinson's, you know, and he explained to her, you know, and they apologized. They said, hey, we're sorry, you know, and AJ pointed out, you don't look at the cover on its, the cover of the book. Would you like to talk to Mr. AJ? He runs shows in Milwaukee also. Also, he is one of my bosses. He owns this network here.
Oh, he does.
I'll let you talk to Mr. AJ for a couple of seconds.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, AJ.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much.
But you're the original... Oh, go ahead. What you was going to say?
I'm just chilling right now.
Yeah, that's good. So you're the original Dr. X, huh?
Well, put it this way, one of the originals. There has been several of them.
Right. Because like there's like a few shows and they like had them, you know, this is this person, that's that person and stuff like that. And so it's just after a while just getting confused. I'm like, oh, let me just enjoy the match anyway.
Yep, there you go. Like I say, there's been several of them. I started out with AWA with Double X, and on the good side of me, I was the Lawman. I don't know if you remember the Lawman or not. And then I became Dr. X. I'm not a very nice person when I get in the ring, but outside of the ring, I'm the nicest guy you want to be with.
Yeah, that's a good saying right there. You've been touring around the world, right?
I did when I was with AWA, then WCW for about 5 or 6 years.
Right, so how was, like, touring on the road was for you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Oh, like how was touring all around the world was for you? Like how was it?
It wasn't bad for me. My wife didn't, first wife didn't like it too much, but, you know, she went where the money was.
Hmm. So, I guess I'm just trying to explain that since you, like, mentioned about wife, like, how many times have you been married?
Twice. My second one, we've been married now 31 years.
Okay, and she's been supportive of you and stuff like that, right?
Oh, yeah. She don't travel with me or anything else like that. You know, she met a lot of the wrestlers. You know, her favorite one was... she liked to pick on was Randy Rose.
Hmm. Like, I never heard of that guy. Can you, like, explain more about him?
You never heard of Randy Rose?
No.
Yeah, he was back there in Deep South Wrestling along with Mr. Wrestling 2, Mr. Wrestling, Buff Bagwell. I met Buff there when I did a few years with North Georgia Wrestling, Disco Inferno, New Jack, all the younger guys there.
Okay.
Matches and all that on TV with Sammy Kent.
Oh, okay. So, how would you compare to how like wrestling was when you were wrestling, and compared to how it is now?
Well, I'd say wrestling was wrestling back in the day. Nowadays, you know, they got some good talent. But, you know, the writers, some of the writers there, I don't know where they get them from. I understand them are some ex-wrestlers that retired. But, like I say, wrestling back in my day was wrestling. It was good entertainment. It was real entertainment. And if you got hurt, you know you got hurt. Mistake, yes. But hurt, you were hurting.
Oh, okay. So like, just the wrestling today is just mainly like, they just more about entertainment than anything else.
Right. It's more about entertainment and entertaining the fans, which is great. I've been used to travel a lot, but now the older I'm getting here, I kind of settled down there a little bit. I had a few shows there in Arkansas about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and I had one in Valdosta, Georgia, last week there. I'm going to kind of sit back there a little bit there and rest my body there.
Oh, okay. I have one more question. So out of people that you had on wrestle, like, who was your greatest or toughest opponent?
My greatest conqueror as far as professional wrestling was Hulk Hogan. I beat Hulk Hogan. I'm not going to tell you, but I do have a win over Hulk Hogan when he just started into the business. That was my biggest opponent. I got to wrestle Ric Flair back there in the early 80s. Of course, I lost to him, but that's another accomplishment. I felt like, you know, was really on my board of accomplishments.
Oh, okay. Interesting story. And it's really a pleasure talking to you on the air here.
You too, sir.
Okay, I'm going to pass it back to Peter, and y'all just let y'all go on from there. But thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Dr. X, for stopping by. I got another caller coming in shortly, and we'd like to talk to you again sometime. How does that sound?
Okay. You have my number?
Yes, sir.
Just give me a holler sometime. Be more than happy to talk to y'all.
Hey, we were supposed to have Mr. L. Patterson on here. I wanted to hook him up with you. I got about 9 minutes left, okay? The daughter, so she's still been trying to call in here from Arizona, and we're going to try to get her in before we hang up, but maybe next week we can hook you up with Mr. Patterson at the same time, because Wrestle Mayhem is coming to Wisconsin. That's a World Wrestling Association Superstars of Wrestling show. And I would love to bring you in, okay? Maybe we can do a little negotiation on the radio. How's that sound?
No, that sounds good to me.
Okay. Happy holidays, sir. God bless.
You too, now.
Yep.
Take care. Do you have anybody on the line?
We're still waiting for her to come on. Let me see.
Oh, that's
We'll get No, she's still, she hasn't reached us yet. We're still trying to have her, been having some difficulties here. I'll let you talk to AJ a minute again.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, go ahead, AJ.
Well, it's just like, just finally got to talk with a legend and might as well say somewhat of an icon as yourself.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts on that. I've been pretty fortunate during my 40 years. As you know, I live down here in Florida. Here I live fairly close to the Armstrongs and James.
What's that?
Stuff like that.
Huh?
Hello.
Oh, okay. This
Hello?
Must be the other guest that he's talking about. So let me pass it back to Peter and let y'all carry on.
Okay.
Caller, who's calling now?
Stacia.
Stacia, how you doing? My daughter, Stacia Stodder, second generation. Yeah, did you listen to Good Doctor X, Doctor X? Are you still on?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Remember talking to Stacia?
Who's that, Stacia or Stacia?
Stacia.
Stacia, yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
She's that little jet setter. What you up to, hon?
Okay.
What am I up to? Nothing.
Yeah.
I was just waiting for you to call.
Waiting
so
for
what are you up
call?
To, Dr. X?
You need to get with me so I can show you some of the rope.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, he's just like your daddy, the Wolfman. He is the dirtiest man in the business.
Yeah, I know that already.
Yeah, not a Ric Flair's retired there. You better move aside, because I claim it.
I told her, I said, if he takes advantage to poke somebody in the eyes, go ahead. She goes, oh, you're going to hurt that person.
Anytime you get in that ring there, you're liable to get hurt.
That's true. Yeah,
just have
you're taking
to take care
risk.
Of yourself.
Yep, you're taking risks, yep.
Yeah, I got a question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, I got a question. Oh, sorry.
Just like my old friend Speaker there, anytime him and I get in the ring there, one of us is going to end up sore. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I remember when I started training. Oh, my goodness, I couldn't even walk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like, it's really surprising how many muscles you use.
Well, I got trained by three of the best, as far as I know, and that was I got trained by Ole Anderson, Pistol Pettis Watley, and Dwayne Bruce, known as the Sarge. When I was with WCW, so.
Oh yeah. Uh huh. Yeah.
Three of the best.
It's cool.
Hey, we got a question
so where did you train at?
Down there at the power plant in Atlanta.
In Atlanta, okay.
That's where they have WCW at the time, power plant. That's where all the rest of us train.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I remember when they used to do it in Atlanta. They used to do it, like, pretty big in Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had the Omni, and they had, I did a lot of house shows there at Center Stage.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Then I did some down here. My last match with WCW was in, I believe it was 1996 at Panama City Beach, Florida.
Oh.
At Club La Vila.
Yeah.
I wrestled El Gante, the Giant.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I remember him too.
That was my last match there, WCW. Then I went out here.
So who won that match?
I lasted about a minute, and maybe I think it was a minute I lasted.
So you lost the match.
Yeah, I got blown up running around the ring against that 7'7" monster.
Right.
He had bigger hands than Andre the Giant.
Wow.
If you
Andre the Giant was pretty big.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Andre the Giant was about 7'4", 400, 500 some pounds.
Right.
But
hey,
Doctor.
Yeah.
About,
yeah. Yes, hey, was that you? Was that you, or was that Dick Breyer that came into Waukesha, Wisconsin, to wrestle the Giant at the Expo Center?
That would probably be the other one.
That was who?
Probably the other one. I didn't get to wrestle too much there in Wisconsin area.
Okay, you just came in for the Double X stuff, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, hey.
I understand you running a promotion now, so we're going to, like I say, we're going to have to discuss and get me up there and meet your crew up there.
Yeah. Yep.
Plus, I got something for you, Stacey.
What's that?
Plus, I got something for you.
Oh, you have something for me? Oh, okay. That's cool.
I ain't going to tell you what it is.
Oh, of course not.
Yeah, of course not.
Yeah, we've been talking about that the show that we're going to be putting out in Arizona. It's what we call Arizona Heat. That's what the little... The lady's gonna kick us off. She said, but we're still gonna be live. This will be taped for if people want to call back and listen on again.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Hey, Stacey, I got a question for
you. Yeah. Yes.
AJ here, my boss, the radio station where he runs shows here. He's got a couple animals, and I do mean animals. Okay.
Uh huh. All right.
Okay. They're like the Badger Brothers you manage. He
wants
to know if maybe you'd like to come in for his show. He has it's called the King of the State show, I believe it's called. He's going to be having a match there. And he thought, nice, maybe my daughter can handle her. Those two guys.
Right.
Would you be interested in something like that?
Yeah.
And when are the Badger Brothers coming in? Again?
I'm always interested in doing a show.
Okay. And then I was going to ask you now, too, how is that modeling doing? I heard you going to Tennessee.
Yeah, it's going good.
Okay. And I heard you're going to be doing some matches down there.
Yeah,
but,
and I'm going to be doing some matches. Yeah.
I believe that's what Colleen, is that who that is? The young lady down there?
Michelle.
Michelle. Collins.
Yeah.
And, Doc, what about, how's your schedule coming along there?
Yeah, I'm going to take it easy for a little bit.
For a little bit there?
That's good. Give my body time to rest up there.
Yeah, I know, after you, after a few shows, well, you just wrestled last week again, didn't you? And, was that Alabama or was that Atlanta?
No, that was in Georgia.
Georgia, okay.
Georgia seems to be the famous place for you, huh?
Well, it's not too far. Like the other last week's show, there was about from where I live, there was about 230 miles.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But now I got a question for you, Stacey. Okay.
Yeah.
You got a little lady that lives out in Cleveland, Ohio. Are you familiar with Ohio? You know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay. I announced to the people today who you were, Stacey Stotter, Arizona's number one sexiest attraction, right?
Right.
Coming in before this week, you were rated at number five. A few people took a few losses last week. And I don't know if you know, you moved up to third spot, okay? Legacy's running a show May 18th, okay?
Right.
Got two ladies running there. The winner of that goes for the championship, ladies championship, I believe.
Championship belt.
Yeah, we're talking about that right now, okay?
Right.
And I got a little phone call, a little text from a good friend of yours, Bonnet Carey, can I say that name in your presence?
Yeah, I wouldn't say good friend only, but okay, yeah. Another female worker.
Yeah. She says to me, how does she pull it off? She says, she goes, how dare you, you know, how dare you? Does she, where does she get her push? What is she, daddy's little girl or whatever? Tell them what happens when you come in to work for me in El Paterson.
When I come in to work, I'm a worker.
That's right.
I'm a worker. That's it. I am treated like everybody else in the back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you were all excited about work for Dad in Milwaukee until I says, hey, get the hell out of here. I got to talk to Mr. Paterson. I says, we got business to do. You got a show to go, and you got to manage your two boys. You better have your act together. Am I right or wrong?
Yes, you did. Yes.
Yeah, I told you. I said when you come in, I said you better have your act together, or you're gonna be fired just like the other people. Am I right or wrong here?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I got a call from Mr. Hayes from New York. He's interested in you bring you out.
Okay, that's good.
So that's out in New York promotion there. Mentioned AJ. He's interested. Justin, what's his name? Street, is that his last name? He's Mackenzie York's husband.
Out of Florida?
Yes. What's his name, AJ?
Okay.
Justin Overstreet.
Yeah, you know, Doc, he's running shows
Justin,
down in Florida
now. Yeah, Overstreet.
Mm-hmm. When you're in that area, he's running shows. He's a very good friend of mine. Lady, she's... actually, she is at rated number two behind Bonnet Carey. But like I said, Bonnet Carey, she says she wants to get you in the ring. Do you want to get in there with her, or don't you?
Sure.
Okay. So, and you want which one? Okay, which one would you want better if you had a chance for it? Do you want Legacy's first championship to go for that, or would you like to go for the World Wrestling Association World Championship Ladies Division? What more prestige would be? Where do you want to
I'd
be?
I'd like to go for the women's title division.
Okay. And then I got a question, okay? Everybody's been asking me, they said, how were you treated the first time you came to Milwaukee? We don't share things about our personal lives and everything. Like I said, it was a surprise when you came in. You know, we surprised a lot of people, okay?
Right,
Were you treated like a little queen in Milwaukee, or weren't you?
No, I was treated like anybody else.
No, I'm talking about after the show and everything, when we went
out. After the show, yes.
Uh-huh. You just love it, didn't you? We did. We went by Mamma Mia's in West Dallas. Got to meet a few people there.
Right.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I call in Doc and I says, "Hey, my daughter's she's gonna be on a flight tomorrow morning. Do you think we can get in there?" And I says, "I told her I says she's flying in, flying out." The nice manager at Mamma Mia's let us eat that night. We got in there early. That way, Stacia got back to her hotel and got some sleep. And what do you think of our weather up here?
Well, I didn't like your weather. It was too cold.
Okay. And, hey, we're in negotiation, hon. Because of our little situation, how you ended up in Beloit, Wisconsin, living there for a while before you moved to South Dakota. Would you be interested in doing a show down there?
North Dakota,
I'm sorry. Well, you know, they wouldn't let me know where the heck you were, okay? And I just don't want to get into that at all. You know, it's just...
Okay.
I love you,
North Dakota.
North Dakota. But I'm saying before orphan daddy lived down in Beloit, you know, and I respect him very much, okay? And I know you lived down there as a baby for a couple of years, and then you moved to North Dakota.
Yeah.
So, would you like to appear in Beloit, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we can. Maybe the good doctor would like to come up. We have 80. We have 80 degree weather, don't we, during the summer, don't we, AJ? I'm getting a dirty look from the Queen.
I don't know. It was 77 degrees here this morning.
Was it? Hey, we're back to normal up here. We're up to, I think it's like 50, 60 degrees now for today.
That sounds about right.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're up to 80, so.
In Arizona.
Yeah.
So, and how's your modeling career doing?
It's doing good.
Okay. And then, by the way, how's your nose? Is it back in place? By the way, my little girl there did a little lady boxing out in L.A. So how was that little experience?
It's good. It's good. The boxing is good.
Okay. And then what do you think of Paige, the WWE new lady champion? Would you like to get a crack at her if you could go in WWE?
Oh, of course. That's the main thing, is to go after that belt.
Okay. And what about, what's your friend's name down in TNA? The one that you two get your outfits made at?
Santana.
Okay. Now, how is she doing down in TNA? I don't get a chance to check her out at all.
She's doing good.
She is. Okay.
Yeah.
Is she in line for any championships down there or what?
She's eventually going to go for the title. She just recently signed with TNA only, so.
Okay.
It will be in the works.
And I got a question. Hey, I got a question for you, Doc. Are you still there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I know you're married to a beautiful young lady down there in Florida, and you said, was this your second wife, you said, or is this your first wife?
I have my second.
Second wife. Okay. Was the first wife in the business at all, or any part of it, or family?
Not really, no.
Not really. So it was basically, what's your opinion about people that marry in the business? Like the Hardy boy just got married again.
Well, hopefully they'll get the support from their wives like they should. My first wife, like I say, she liked the money. She didn't like to travel, but she definitely liked the money.
Okay. And Stacey, what's your opinion? Because remember I told you I beat your little ass? Have you ever gotten involved with a wrestler in the business?
Yeah. My opinion on that is I do agree with Dr. X. You completely have to be both supportive of each other if you're both in the business. Even if you're not in the business, you have to completely support that other person's career. You go in it, and you already kind of know or should know what it's all about and know that they're not always going to be there. They're not always going to be home. They might be gone all the time. It's just something you got to deal with.
And another question, a lot of people say when they saw older pictures of you when you were in a business in North Dakota, they saw your transaction before you were, what's a good way, bulky, and now you look like you're a 17-year-old body now. What's your secret? All the girls wanted to know. The tea lady. Green tea and Jinxa. She said she loved to look like my daughter. Wouldn't you, Hazel?
I'll talk to you later. Thank you very much.
I work out.
You work out?
I work out. I eat healthy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, Hazel works out, too.
She does? Oh, what does she work out with?
Well, how does she work out? She says, AJ, get up, get out, and go to work.
Okay. Well, that's not going to get her any muscle.
No, you're not going to get any muscle that way. Hazel, would you like to say hi to my daughter? Hang on a second. We'll let you talk to Hazel. She has a exciting show on, is it Wednesday nights? And what is it on Friday mornings? What's it called again, Hazel?
Wednesday nights.
Wednesday night. Here, why don't you tell the people? Hang on a second. Hey, Doc, this is a lady now, okay? And you're with my daughter, too, okay? Hang on.
Okay.
This little lady's from England.
Good evening to everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you all doing this evening?
During the season? It's good here in Arizona. It's the 80s.
That sounds absolutely wonderful. I would give anything for 80-degree weather right now. I'm so done with Wisconsin cold. You have no idea.
I was done with Wisconsin when I was there, too. It was really cold. There was snow on the ground. I said, this ain't for me.
Hey, I'm with you on that one. I should leave during at the end of the summer and come back at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it, to be able to afford to do that.
Oh, my gosh, yes, it would. So how did you guys go get into the wrestling business?
With me, I got in it kind of in a weird way. I actually started talking to a guy. He was a wrestler, and they were doing a training, and I just out of the blue said, when's the training? I want to go and train. And he told me, and I went there and trained, and, you know, basically that's how I got into it. And also because my father was a wrestler, so that definitely, you know, gave me the...
That's a big help. I know a lot of people don't know, but my brother actually was a wrestler, and he worked for Ring of Honor in the UK when Ring of Honor was there. So I've been pretty much in and out of the wrestling ring myself since I was 8 years old, and I was supposed to have been part of a tag team with my brother. We were a mixed tag team, but due to an accident, I broke my back, which kind of puts a pay to that in a heartbeat.
Right. Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And I'm sure you agree. I mean, people, I think, you know, all the people out there who say, oh, there's nothing to wrestling and all this lot, really need to climb in a ring themselves.
Oh, yeah, I hear that all the time.
Climb in a ring themselves. They need to put on the gear and, let's be honest, run ropes for 30 minutes and come back and tell me that's not tiring.
Oh yeah. I always tell people that. When they say it's fake, that just takes me so much off, and that's exactly what I say. If you think it's so fake, you step into the ring. You get into that ring, and you do it, and you'll find out that it ain't. When you get hit and you get, you know, it hurts. It doesn't feel good.
And I think what people don't realize is the skill and technique behind it, where you have to know how to fall or you're going to seriously hurt yourself.
That's true. Yeah, you do. You have to know how to fall or if you flip or, you do. You have to know all of that. So there's so much more involved in wrestling than what people realize. It's not just about just stepping in the ring. It's about knowing how to learn the moves. You also got to know how to act towards the crowd.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, there's so much to it.
Well, I'm going to pass you back to your dad. He is sitting here anxiously about to pounce on me and rip the headset off my head. So I will pass you back, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you.
Yeah, you too.
Hey, how you doing there, guys? I'm back there. I had to take a little break there. So
we're good.
Okay.
At least I am. I don't know. Dr. X doesn't say anything.
Are you still there, Dr. X? Doctor?
I'm taking it all in.
Did you go to sleep?
I was just going to tell Hazel that, you know. Put him in the ring with me one time.
I got somebody to say, hey, remember Erica? When you came into Milwaukee? She wants to say hello to you, and she wants to say to the doctor quick.
Say hello to the doctor.
Who's Dr. X?
Say hi, Stacia.
Hi, Stacia.
Hi, Erica.
Say quack, quack, Dr. X.
Quack, quack.
Dr. X.
Dr. X.
How you doing, Erica?
Who are you?
Who am I?
A wrestler.
Professional wrestler.
Who are you, Dr. Quack, Quack?
Is that my new nickname?
Hang on. Nice to meet you, and have a good time, and don't fight, and try winning, and be really gentle. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
They don't hurt the queen.
Bye. Say something.
Bye.
Don't hurt my queen. Bonnet.
Bye.
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 That's Stacia's little niece, Erica. Anyway, she's a Bonnet Carey fan, the WWE Superstars Wrestling Champion. Hey, it's late. We got to get going. We ran over. The good people gave us a few extra minutes. We're going to be out here next week if you want to join us again. We'll be letting you what the time is for next week. We're going to be bouncing around a little bit on the on radio station because this is a hot time for wrestling right now. We have different shows. That's why we have different times. So God bless you all. Remember, like I said, May 18th, we got that show there. AJ's got a show coming up. King of the State, I believe it's called. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. Oh, I'm getting dirty looks from that man. I let the cat out of the bag.
Hey, Stacia.
Yes.
Are you a goodie or a baddie?
I am a heel.
Oh, okay. Well, you can be my valet sometime then.
Are you a heel too?
I'm heel all the way.
Oh, okay.
Stacia, I heard you're moving down to Florida, right?
Yeah, I am.
So,
in
hey,
July.
Maybe you could, before you move down there, why don't you hook up with the good doctor and maybe you guys can do some shows down south. So
yeah.
We don't want to say where the good doctor's out of.
I'll introduce it to some people.
Yeah, okay. Florida is a hot spot for wrestling, ain't it?
Yeah, you got to find good promotions, though.
Right, so. Of course, yeah.
Okay, they're kicking me off here. The air time's done. So, hon, we'll see you, okay?
Okay.
See you when you fly in again, okay? God bless you, hon. Happy Easter. Hey, Doc.
Yeah, same to you.
Yes,
Dr. X, God bless you, too. Happy Easter for you and anybody else listening out there. Have a beautiful Easter tomorrow. And maybe we'll talk, if you want to call again next week, maybe we'll hook you up again. How's that sound?
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we ran over. We wanted to have Mr. Patterson on here tonight. We got word. I got my cell phone. He said he had to cancel out for personal reasons tonight. Next week, we're talking about Cindy from Oklahoma might be calling in. She's one of the original Snake Ladies. From she used to work for the Carney. She was first time I met her. She came to Wrestle Mayhem at the Waukesha Expo, and I says, you look familiar, Cindy. She holds her arms out like she's on a cross. I said, well, you're actually a woman, so you can't be Jesus, can you? She says, no. She says, I'm one of the original Snake Ladies. They used to have at the Carney's. She'd come out. And they tie ropes on a cross, okay? And then the guy would say his stuff, and then she'd go and release, and she'd walk away, and the ropes would fall off. And then later on, she came in here, and she was a gorilla woman. Cindy was like 98 pounds, and they turned into a 450-pound gorilla woman. So it was exciting. So God bless you all. Have a good evening, okay?
Yeah, you
remember,
too.
Appreciate you having me on the show.
You're welcome, Doctor. Thanks for calling in, okay? And remember, you've heard the rest. This is the best. This is the Peter West Show. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.